Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is our host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fourth.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there it is. It'll take a while to pop up. Fourth issue of this Legend story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes.
Okay, so we come in and we've got these cops, buddy cop movie here, and they're driving through, well, this mess of cars that are flipped over and stuff. And apparently Bronze Tiger is now a cop.
That's not yet fine.
Dude, that looks just like him, except for the hair color.
There you go.
But I'm just saying, like, that was some...
Yes, you know. I gotcha.
All right, but we get the cops, and they're like, oh, wait, we're upside down. And then we find out that it's Count Vertigo. That's what it looks like he's doing right there. Come on.
Okay, that's fair.
And they wreck their car. And as Vertigo's, like, gloating, we hear this almost sonic-like scream or cry, perhaps. And Black Canary shows up in a fucking cool-ass costume.
Yeah, she has an awesome costume.
Don't get me wrong. I love, like, the costume now, that I know her in, but that's still a pretty cool costume.
Yeah. Again, the 80s costumes worked
for
the time.
Were hit or miss. Well, they were hit or miss. Some of them were awesome. Some of them were, like...
For the time, it was fine. Like, Bronze Tiger, for the time, it made sense he had a tiger head.
That's mask. Where furries came from.
Well, no, furries came from Robin Hood cartoon.
Fair enough.
That's where furries came from.
Maid Mary.
Exactly.
But anyways, so she's kicking the shit out of Vertigo, and then the one cop pulls his gun and he's like, hey, you're under arrest for violating a presidential order. And the other cop's like, dude, what are you, crazy? She just saved us from Vertigo. And he's like, I don't give a shit. I'm doing my job, and I'm sick and tired of these people, you know, pretending that us cops ain't good, and us cops got to do our job. And the other dude's like, whoa, calm down. And he's like, no, I'm not going to calm down. And he fucking fires his gun. Luckily, the other cop had him pointed up in the air, but...
The first time.
Yeah, the first time.
Second time, not so much.
And then, so they're still fighting, and he's like, listen here, you vigilante lover, I'm sick and tired of your shit, and then he fucking caps him. The one cop shoots the other cop.
I mean, it was by accident.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
And then
because...
he's like... Because as soon as he gets done with this, he says, my own partner, I shot my own partner. He's like, but it wasn't my fault, the superhero made me do it. And now all the superheroes have to die. And then he calls it in, he's like, yeah, we have a police officer's been murdered by a superhero.
Yep.
And like this is where we get ACAB.
Okay.
Because, I mean...
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's what I would imagine most cops would do. They would blame it on somebody else to get themselves out of it.
Thankfully, nowadays, there's webcam... Or not, police dash cams
cams. Body cams that you can't turn off and stuff, or alter your evidence, or
look,
takes them 6 weeks to review before they release
that's
it.
Right there, that's the shit right there. But yes,
all right, so we go back to Darkseid, who's now in an alleyway.
I mean, he's just, yeah, why not? I feel like,
is it just me, or does Darkseid look like a action figure that he looks like an 80s action figure that they decided to make into a character instead of the other way around.
Look, Jack Kirby created the guy. I ain't touching that.
But his forehead's so normal sized. Anyways. His forehead's normal sized because it adds to his brow instead of his forehead. But, there, he's talking back and forth with Phantom Stranger again, and he's like, everywhere this is what's happening. And he's like, well, not everywhere. What about the primitive land known as Skitaris?
So
that's where one part in Crisis happens, right? With the I can't think of his, the Tarzan looking kid.
Commandy. Oh, maybe I don't remember, because this is another one where it deals more with a tie in, like where this story goes to. Warlord of whatever. And we are not going to touch on that. So,
all right, but then we get Darkseid, and he's like, "All right, step forward, decide next plan."
And here's the one thing though, because Stranger calls it Skataris, but then Darkseid is like, all right, you're going to go to the land of Skartaris. Actually, yeah. Has an R. So I don't know.
Maybe he...
I don't know which one it is.
Maybe they just couldn't pronounce it properly.
I don't know. And I tried to look it up, and I'm like, ah, this is taking too long. I don't care.
Yeah.
The other thing is they also call the boom tubes Stargates. So I meant to go check to see when they actually start calling it boom tubes.
It was after Stargate came out.
Maybe. I did look in, because I thought I could have sworn...
See, this is SG-0.
I could have sworn that Darkseid used a boom tube and called it a boom tube in Crisis, but he never did. So, and he was only in there for like two issues, in very small parts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we go from there. Desaad is going to go take care of Travis Morgan, the Warlord. We don't know what happens because I didn't care to actually read those issues.
Me neither.
But I'm sure they win.
I'm sure the heroes win.
Yeah.
So then we get Joker, who is making out with this little scantily clad blonde girl, because this is his new honey over here, he's making an art piece for her because she's an artist.
Yeah.
Anywho, Batman shows up, beats the snot out of a bunch of Joker's thugs because that's what Batman do.
Yep.
And Joker's like, hey, I'm gonna shoot my new chick here because I don't give a shit. And then we get some nice underboob.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Batman, is this a remote control batarang?
I don't think so.
Because he just like half chucks
it. Because how would he control it? With what hand?
Yeah. But anyways, he chucks this batarang from behind him with just an underhand toss, which flies around this fucking mansion.
It goes outside,
yes.
Through the doors, around the side.
Back through a window and hits the Joker long enough to distract him to where Batman can beat the snot out of him.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyways, then we get these like super muscly people.
Yeah, what do they call themselves? Miss Magnificent
and her pretty boys. Yeah. So anyways, so they're breaking into a safe or some kind of secure thing.
Yeah.
And then this freakishly terrifying creature just shows up out of nowhere and
beats
the snot out of him. Yeah, but it's actually our Nazi Green Lantern, Guy Gardner.
I hate that you're calling me a Nazi, but it's...
fitting.
It looks it. Yes, I know he's not. That's the thing. I know he's just a grade A asshole.
Anyway, so this grade A asshole, is like, I'm Guy Gardner. Remember that, because I'm the true Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Trademark. And thank God we only had two pages of him. Well, a page and a picture
for now.
Then we go to Chicago, where we got this. Hot chick just walk around in her
bathing suit
with a bunch of clocks on them everywhere.
Well, because it's the Chicago's first annual antique clock show.
Ah, yeah, I missed that part. Well, this is, and you got all these guys, these old guys that are like, hey, how can we help you? Would you like some coffee? Whatever you want, it's yours. Just speak up.
Uh-huh.
And then she starts screaming bong. Because apparently she needed a hit real bad. And then we get Kronos, somebody I've never heard of who has really bad wardrobe.
I know Kronos. He,
all right, look, all I'm saying is the pants don't make any sense. Like,
no.
Literally could have had, I mean,
he
could have
went for the stripes. Make things skinnier, look skinnier.
Yeah, but you want your legs to look like beefy.
Well,
but he could have totally went for the entire Vision vibe. like he looks like Vision with Beetlejuice's pants on.
Okay.
Under his underwear.
Okay. And Kronos has been around for some time though, so.
But
I'm sure he gets better costumes. I don't know.
Oh, see the way you said that, I was assuming that he just didn't, and that you were just.
I think he gets better. Like the top, I think stay the same. I think his pants get better, but it's been so long since I've read anything with Kronos, I don't remember.
So we find out that. This hot chick in the bathing suit is actually a construct that has a...
It's a robot.
That has a inflatable cushion.
I, I don't get.
It's so that he doesn't break any of the clocks.
No, sure, I get that.
But then Blue Beetle shows up, beats the snot out of him.
But I don't get how he was going to get all that out. But
yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to get all the clocks.
Yeah. He didn't have a plan for that, which is why he knew a superhero was going to show up and stop him. He just wanted to make it.
But that,
he was posing. This is him being a poser.
Well, but that's the thing. I think you're right. He didn't have a plan. This was something like, oh, hey, I've got to be over here at this certain time. And this is going on. I'll put this together real quick. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. But Blue Beetle shows up, beats the snot out of him. But then the girl explodes, throwing razor sharp gears. Because everybody knows that if a gear is razor sharp, it's going to do its job right. Anywho, and then Kronos gets away. But the cops show up to arrest the Blue Beetle. And he's like, yeah, I'd really love to be arrested. But go gadget rope swing. And
literally.
And then he flies out the window again.
Yep.
Because that's his one trick pony there.
He's very athletic. Nimble. That's about all he's got in tech.
But with my gymnastics and your plan abilities. Anywho, so we go to,
Dr. Fate.
What's Dr. Fate's real name? There you go. We go see Kent in his, tower that he can't get out of.
Yeah, this tower with no doors.
Or windows.
Yeah, it's purposely that way.
Yeah.
It's because it's basically in another dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he's got this, why does she look familiar?
I've never seen her before.
Maybe it's just because she's wearing the trench coat and I can't distinguish her from anybody else.
This is Marvel.
But she's like, I know what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to put on your helmet, aren't you? I don't want you to do it. Don't do it. And he's like, well, I got to. So I love you, but I got to go. Peace out. And he puts on the thing and he's like, now I'm Dr. Fate. Check me out. I look kind of badass with my Spartan helmet. And he's like, yep, I'll be back. Peace out. And then she's like, God. She's like, what the hell am I thinking? And then you've got Captain Boomerang, and he's like, all right, keep your trays in the upright position. Once we land, no, wait. I mean, he's bitching about, he's like, hey, you know, this bracelet was supposed to come off. We were supposed to be freed. What the fuck's going on?
Well, he also complains, like, you literally had us do this job because you thought we were going to die.
Yeah.
Like, you sent us out there on a suicide mission. And
she's like, weird. Hey, yeah, they told you about this before, you know.
Yeah, but they also said, like, if we don't die, you're going to set us free.
Yeah.
So set us free.
And then Amanda's like, well, you know, I've just found out that you're more useful while we can control you. And then Flag Guy's like, yep, you know what? Click, click, there you go. And he's like, yeah, thanks, buddy. He's like, I'm out of here. Peace out, bitch.
Well, and then you get a nice little fight of Waller and Flag. It's like, yeah, what do you think you're doing? Like,
and he's like, you know what? I have...
I'll keep my promise. Yeah. We said that this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do.
Otherwise, they have no incentive to help us.
Yeah.
And so everybody else is like, yeah, we're cool. We're going to stick around. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, we got to watch a dude burn to death and...
Twice. One blow up and one burn.
But yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, we had a good time. So we're going to stick around. And then we get... Godfrey under the super cola sign.
Yep, in Gotham City.
Yep, and
so we're jumping across everywhere, obviously.
Yeah, and he's like, "Yeah, people, we got to get together. We got to overthrow the government, or no?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, yeah, because right now it's like the president isn't serving our needs. He, he's only serving himself, and all of these superheroes aren't following the president's orders, and the president
is doing anything about it. Come with me to the Capitol, and we'll take over, and I'll be your president again." No, wait. Anywho, too much hair for that. But we get...
Not enough tan.
Yeah. I know, he's kind of orange. But
anyway.
We get Captain Boomerang throwing some boomerangs, because that's what he do. And actually, it's kind of boring. He steals some jewels, and then the Flash stops him.
Yeah, this is in New York, so...
And then we find out that he's bald.
Oh, again. Yeah, you know that?
No, we knew that.
Okay.
We knew that in the last... The real Flash issues that he was in.
Yeah.
But anyways, while they're fighting, Changeling, I keep wanting to call him Beast Boy, but Changeling shows up and he's like, oh, I'm going to rock him, sock him with a kangaroo, and then I'm going to drown him in the river, because that's what kangaroos do.
Because Aussie.
And Flash's like, no, I've got to take him out myself to show everybody that I'm a real man.
That I'm the real Flash. Yeah. Because he's my guy. And that kind of like, it bugged me a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes sense, because even Boomerang had said, like, hey, Kid Flash, oh, I'm sorry. You want to be Flash now? Okay. Like, he's antagonizing him.
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely was on Wally's interest.
You know, this is going back to, you know, like, just because you get antagonized doesn't mean you have to rise to the fucking occasion.
True.
This is like, you know, a Martian Manhunter, like, I'm going to fuck you up, Fireman, even though you're going to kill me because you're my only weakness.
So it's weird. So they're in a area where weird things are happening, and they're not making the decisions they normally would make.
So anyways, these two Hounds of Hell show up.
The Warhounds.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what the hell they were called. The two Warhounds show up, and we get back to...
Actually, I think there's three there. The other one's just like in a silhouette. Or it's a bat. Yeah. So one, two, three.
Oh, yep. Okay. Gotcha. They couldn't put in the details because he was behind Boomerang. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, because if they would put him in, you wouldn't be able to tell Boomerang from him, apparently. Anyways. Anyway. But then we get... we're on Apocalypse, and there's Superman with Darkseid.
No, it's a figure.
Oh.
It's the action figure.
It looks really big right there.
It does. Foreground, you know.
Gotcha. But anyways, and they're talking to, he's talking to the Phantom Stranger, and then he opens up a Stargate. Yeah. For reasons.
I don't see Kurt Russell.
And that's the end of this one.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this legend story.